Gardeners planted the vegetables yesterday in one of the roughly 23-foot circular plots near the edge of the Capitol property. The plot will get plenty of exposure, not only in terms of sunlight, but visibility. It's right up by the sidewalk where thousands of people walk by at the Dane County Farmers Market every weekend. Claire Strader is the farm manager for Community Groundworks of Madison, which planted the garden and will be in charge of weeding and watering it this summer. She says she's not at all worried about people tasting the food that they grow.
Well, I hope there's enough cherry tomatoes that they can take a cherry tomato now and then, or maybe a bigger tomato. And what I hope they take away beyond a taste here and there is, like I said, just that possibility of, oh, maybe I could do that in my own yard and see if that adds significant value to my own kitchen supply.
Beyond tomatoes, the plot will grow a variety of vegetables, eggplants, broccoli, kohlrabi, chard, carrots, potatoes, and more. It won approval just last week from the panel that's in charge of the Capitol grounds and the executive residence. Groundworks' Megan Kane was helping Strader yesterday. She says she's not sure something like this could have happened 5 or 10 years ago.
I think Wisconsin has always been a state with lots of gardeners and people that grow their own food, but I'm not so sure that we would have been able to have a vegetable garden at the Capitol if vegetable gardening wasn't so popular right now.
Kane says the White House vegetable garden has something to do with that popularity. First Lady Michelle Obama established that garden last year to provide produce for the White House kitchen. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.